כתוב שנגע ביין של ישראל להכעיס כדי לאוסרו עליו ולהפסידו, הרי זה מותר. והי גבנה לא גזרו לבנן, ואפילו דהם יודעים כן אלא באומדנות המוכיחות. The goy touched the wine of the Jew, which till now we've been learning makes it asur, at least b'shtiya. But in this case, he's doing it to anger the Jew, just to osed it. His intention is to forbid the Jew from drinking the wine, from benefiting from the wine. Lachis lachsido. Alakha says mutar. Rabbi doesn't make a gezera on such a case. Ba'afidu de'en yud'in ken ela be'umdanut. Even though you don't know it 100% is doing it to anger, but you can make an umdana, you can ascertain based on the situation that was kavanah was. Then the Ben Ishaq is different. She taught the Rambam, for example, is osir in this case. He says, le'inyan alakha, he says the following. Since you have to contend with the Osrim, Bevsed Mirubah Badai Yesh Latir, where it's a great loss, an expensive bottle, where it's going to consider significant loss, Mutar. Vafidu Bevsed Mu'at, and even if it's a small loss, those that are lenient also have what to rely on. Hamekel Ofsid, Miyu Ba'al Nefesh Yachmin La'aslo Betabu'a La Berachah, which is always the Ben Ishaq. Since there's an opinion that's osir, so the person wants to be mahmir, in that case, of course he has blessings. Bevsed beruba, for sure there's room to be mekel. Even bevsed mu'at, person that's mekel, he definitely has what to rely on. Then the Ben Ishaq goes into another shita, which is a very great stringency, but we have to mention it as well. Nahalakat et zayin. כתב מדרש תלפיות בשם רבנו מנחם הבבלי ז"ל, ואם הגוי ראה את היין אף על פי שלא נגע בו יש להעמיד שלא לשתותו. אז זה ביג חומרה. If the goy saw the wine, he didn't touch it, the mahmir, his eyes looked at the wine, seeing is like touching it. וכן כתבו בשם השאלה ז"ל, אבל מדינה מותר בוודאי. From the law, there's not a problem. אם הגוי הזה אינו עקום, אלא הוא מדת ישמעאל. Like we learned till now that לגבי ישמעאל, so they believe in the ייחוד of God, so their מגע doesn't forbid the wine as much as somebody else. So even מדת חסינות there isn't. So you have a bottle of wine. The ישמעאל looked at it, there's no room to be מחמיר. But in other cases, there's room. So what is a person going to do? It's to hide his wine, not only from touching, but from seeing. But again, that's a big problem. There are some people that have they put a case around it, and they cover it, things like that, so they won't be able to see the actual one. But again, we only say this halakha to show you the stringency of how far they went when it comes to the wine of the Goyim.